Evans, that thing about going to the Holiday Inn of Michigan City and all that stuff, that happened before y'all went to Miller Road.
Yes.
And they went to Dr. Heil's visit, didn't he?
Well, now I have only heard people talking about it, but my understanding was yes, that they did. Joy was even trying to tell me. Joy had tried to come to me many times to tell me what was going on, and David would never allow it. And so she, from what I understood, set David up because nobody would believe her. She was somewhat of a, let me tell you this, Joy was a real attention getter and would go to almost any extreme to get attention as a teenager. And because of their lifestyle, her parents were both so busy, and you know, they just were so busy doing their thing, I think the kids got neglected, and Joy got to the point where she would really do almost anything, so I didn't believe anything she said. But come to find out this was going on. In fact, I picked up the phone in a phone conversation between the two of them once, so then I you know, I knew, plus I found many, many other things in my own home in regard to that. I knew he was meeting her at motels because I was always finding the keys. I don't know what motel this was at, but I understand she set him up with her dad because he wouldn't believe her, and they did catch him. And she's told many people that, I mean, confided in people and told that story. So, I mean, we know it happened. And I, you know, I caught David, you know, with things in regard to her a lot. But I don't know if they actually went to Dr. Hiles, that's what I heard.
Right.
And my understanding was, you know, I don't think David's dad wanted Mr. Evans leaving that college, being able to spread that kind of rumor. And that was about the time we got the recommendation, not the recommendation, but his dad gave us his blessing to go to Garland. So, I can't tell you if he went and sat there. I don't know. I have not, nor would I accuse Dr. Hiles and Mrs. Mischief of immorality. I have never seen it. I have nothing to prove it. Judy, who lives out here and who is Mischief's daughter, saw enough in her life to hate his guts and truly believes he is the reason that their family is broken up. And I believe so, too. I don't know about that, but and Sumner's first, have you read his articles?
Oh, yes.
In his articles, I felt like everyone might skip over the morality charges and skip over the misappropriation of money, but I thought everybody would nail him on the heresy. And that doesn't seem to be anybody's question, is the question of the heresy. So if it's the other, that's fine. We'll go for it.
But, well, the heresy part of it is, it's just right there on tape. There's not many questions to ask about it. It's pretty obvious.
That's true. My feeling was just the fact that he was promoting heresy, or however you want to put it, would be enough to break the ties. But it isn't. And his heresy scares me more than anything else that he does. I mean, I know that the man's clever. I lived with his son, and I don't know if there's anyone more clever than David. I don't know. I don't understand. I have been very cautious because I have two little girls who still have that name, and they've been through a lot already, and I'm trying to make it that way they don't have to go through anything else.
I hope so.
And so I just want you to know that I am not out to get Brother Hiles. I think the whole thing's real sad, and but I don't understand why he lies. I just don't understand why he's being so blatant about these few things. I think everybody's known for years that something's been wrong between him and Mrs. Hiles. It's just nobody ever speaks of it.
Oh, I've heard that rumor.
Oh,
I went to Oklahoma Baptist College when Dr. Vineyard first came there, the first year, and all those people that came with him all bore those, I guess, his rumors at that time.
Yeah. Well, I heard it. I went to the college the first year it opened over there at Hack, and it was the first thing I heard.
Yeah. And, Mary Joyce Johnson is a close friend of mine. You may know her.
Oh, yeah.
Her and Brian, we converse all the time.
Uh-huh.
We're just very
close. Tell her I said hi.
I'll do that.
Okay.
She's a great lady that lived in the St. Louis area.
Well, what do you know?
And he started a church there.
Oh, what do you know? Yeah, well, that rumor has been going on for years, but it was something that was never discussed. You know, I talked to David and his sisters about it. So I knew what was going on, but it was, you know, I told Mrs. Hiles when I finally split up from David, I said, I can't.